And joining us now with her weekly look at New Jersey blogs and community news is Mary Mann. She's with New Jersey News Commons at Montclair State University. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, David.
Now, you've been collecting some of the best stories reported by New Jersey blogs and local news services this year. You have a list up right now. Can you give us that link?
The link is njnewscommons.org.
njnewscommons.org. And let's talk about some of the pieces. These are not necessarily the top stories of 2013, although some of them are. But these are stories from local blogs and news services that you really wanted to highlight.
Yes, we asked them to submit the ones that they felt were the best, and we also been keeping an eye out. But we saw a theme. Instead of those cute, adorable stories that you and I often like to focus on, particularly involving animals, the editors of these local news sites really wanted to go with the serious stories. Justin Osiello of Jersey Shore Hurricane News wrote that the best stories were those that were emotionally challenging to write. And, you know, he went on to submit a couple of stories. One was about touring the site of the Seaside Fire a week later.
And Justin Osiello certainly stayed on top of the Sandy story all year since the storm, and a lot of the local news services did as well.
It really was a high point for news media throughout New Jersey, the big guys as well as the small guys. I have to give a shout-out to the patches along the shore, Daniel Nee, Greg Kariakakis, Edward Van Ebden, Douglas Bergen. A lot of those editors at the Patch Shore sites stayed on top of the Sandy story, and it's hard to take one story because it was a day in and day out cataloging of progress.
Okay, and these are people that don't just fly in to cover the Sandy story and camp out at the local hotel for a few days. These are people who live in the community, and these could be some very emotionally challenging stories for them to write. That list is up on your page. Also, what else would you like to highlight?
I'd like to talk about some of the other stories, like the Alternative Press of West Orange. They have a student who writes for them on a regular basis. Josh Feinblatt wrote a lovely story about his colleague's not the right word, but one of the fellow players on his soccer team. That West Orange High School soccer team went from a 15th seed to state Division IV champions after the teammates found out that one of the players had cancer, and it really galvanized the team, brought them together. And it's just a well-written story. It gives me a lot of hope for the future of journalism that a high school student can write a story this well.
It sounds like a powerful piece, and we're always certainly looking for some positive sports news in the area these days. We'll have to leave it there, Mary. I wish I could hear more, but what's that link once again?
njnewscommons.org.
njnewscommons.org. Mary, thanks for speaking with us today. Mary Mann is with New Jersey News Commons at Montclair State University.